in just 10 minutes a day, the WCCO All Local keeps you connected with everything from neighborhood crime to in-depth interviews. Text WCCO to 20357 for a link to listen to the WCCO All Local. Message and data rates may apply.
Scott Walter, let's talk about the artifacts that you brought in tonight, because you've got three. One of them cloaked. The other two are pretty cool and compelling looking. What's this first item we've got?
Well, this first item is one of my favorites, and it's basically an alien, three-dimensional alien head. And it's what we call a mosaic piece because it was crafted using different pieces of rock that have been glued together, and it's just this beautiful mosaic patchwork that goes all the way around the piece. You can see it's got almond eyes, mm-hmm. It's got the pointy head, It's got a very small mouth, and underneath there are some interesting carved pieces. There are four different alien-looking creatures in the cardinal points along the bottom. And this is really a beautiful piece. Now, if you look right here,
right,
you will see that there's a lighter color in the glue area of between these pieces. And this is where I scraped off some of this material and sent it off for C14 testing.
All right. So for listeners that may not be familiar with that, C14 testing means what?
Carbon-14 dating. And basically what happens is when a creature or a plant or something organic dies, it begins to decompose. And there's a certain amount of radioactivity associated with this carbon-14 atom, and it begins to break down slowly, and it has something called a half-life. So if that half-life is 50,000 years, after 50,000 years, it'll be half the amount of energy it had from the time it started, and then half again, 50,000 more years, then it'll be half again, and so on. It's kind of like if you go halfway a distance to the wall and keep going halfway, you'll never hit the wall, right?
Right.
So there's always going to be a certain amount of that radiation left. We measure how much it is based on what its start date was, and that's how they calculate the age of that organic substance.
Boy, you know, that is a fascinating topic for consideration when it comes to ghosts as well. Hear me out on this, right? We say that what we are is an energy, right? Our being is energy. We know that we've got electric activity that takes place in our brains and in our cells, and then we die. And it's funny that a dog, right, a cadaver dog, can find a body that's been gone for hundreds of years in a place that was not weather protected, right? Rain, sleet, snow, heat, everything, and they can still find these remain spots. It's interesting because it's almost like they're doing a real-life biological C14. They're finding the degrading energy, which is there, which means if there is an energy pattern, our cells could be holding on to memories, which could be what we think of as ghosts. And I know that's a curveball out of your range.
Yeah, a little bit.
But it's an interesting tell.
Yeah, well, and maybe there's something else beyond just, you know, the hard science of radiation or something that can be measured. Maybe there's something else that dogs are picking up on that we know nothing about. I think the bottom line is you just have to keep your mind open to all kinds of possibilities, because just when you think you got it all figured out, that's when you get humbled up.
Let me ask you now, when you get a piece like this, obviously it's beautiful, it's clean. When they're digging it up out of the ground, I'm sure it looks like it was just dug up out of the ground.
Right.
So when you're doing a carbon dating test and you're scraping away at that adhesive area to try to get a C14, how is it not being influenced by current day cleaning chemicals or supplies that might have been used on it at that point?
Well, I'm breaking into this hardened, you know, glue.
Okay.
So, you know, I've cleaned the area before. I collected the sample and then scratched it off. And all I know is the lab said it was a good sample and we got a good date.
So what would you say the date for that piece is?
It came back 8600 BP, which is before present. So 8,600 years ago. Assuming that is, you know, that's assuming that that's representing the age of this artifact.
Right.
But that's not necessarily the case, because you have to ask yourself the question, is there a way you could falsify this glue so that we're getting these old dates? And the answer is, I don't know, but I have a couple of ideas of how you might be able to do it. And I haven't been able to test it yet, but all I can say is, you know, we get a wild date like that, 8,600 years before the present. Oh, my God, what was going on back then? What happened? We just have to tap the brakes a little bit and be calm. And before we can get excited, we have to eliminate other possibilities that, you know, could trick us. And the last thing we want to do is end up with egg on our face, right?
Right. And I know you're very cautious with what you do because you're highly respected in your field. And in the work that you do. And you don't want egg on your face. You want to represent these pieces to the best of your knowledge and to current science. But it's still fascinating to examine. Now, if we look past all of the intricate carvings, just the shape of this mosaic, of the shape of the head, I mean, it is reminiscent of like the Easter Island heads.
Yeah, yeah. It's a smaller version, of course, right. But yeah, there is some similarity to them. You know, it's really hard to say. I mean, first and foremost, this is a beautiful piece of art. Whether it was made yesterday, 100 years ago, or 8,600 years ago, it's absolutely a beautiful piece of art. Frankly, regardless of whether these things are old or not, I believe that these things were probably made by indigenous people that were trying to convey their belief systems, their cosmology, and maybe even things that they saw and even interacted with. Who knows? But regardless, they're just amazing, and we just have a lot more work we have to do to get to the bottom of it.
All right, we've got about 3-4 minutes left in this segment. Let's take a look at the second piece. And again, I'll put photographs of these. I'll have Jonathan Lowe get a couple of these pictures, and we'll try to put them up on the WCCO social media and website. I'll also have them on mine, so you can check them out there. But this is a really interesting looking tablet.
This one is very interesting. This one came from Oelos, Mexico, and you know was reportedly dug up out of the ground a couple of years ago. I got it from a good friend of mine who lives down in Oelos. And basically what you see depicted on here is three individuals. There's a person standing that is addressing a person who's looks like they're sleeping or in some type of suspended animation, rotated at roughly a 45-degree angle to the ground. And then there's a person on the lower right.
I like how you're referring to these as persons when they look like aliens.
Well, these guys look like persons. The other one looks like an alien at the bottom.
Right.
That one clearly is different. And they seem to be almost levitating this thing in the midst, person in the middle. And anyway, so there's on the other side, there's a whole bunch of these strange symbols. And I know you and I in the past have talked about these. I'm sure we'll talk about them again tomorrow. But I've actually talked to a person earlier this year at a conference who came up and was looking at some of these pieces. And he said, oh, I know what that is. I said, oh, really? What are these symbols? He said, that's called the light language. I mean, light language? I said, what do you mean? He said, oh, I can read it. I go, really? And believe me, my skeptic hat was on good and tight, but there was just something about this person, the way they presented themselves. They would have been an excellent salesman because I was kind of buying into it. But what he told me was the scene that's depicted here is a soul transfer. And I asked him about it and to explain it a little bit more. And he said what they're doing is they're converting the soul of this person whose life has ended and bringing in a new soul to start a new life.
So wait, so they're taking the human soul, helping that human soul transition and putting an alien soul in its place?
He didn't go into that. I don't know if he's talking human, alien. I don't know. But what came to my mind was, could this be what happens at the end of life to Egyptian pharaohs? They just sub out their old soul and put in a new one? I mean, that's what came to my mind. But what's going on, Dave? Your guess is as good as mine.